Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we're going to feature the top 15 Motown artists based on popularity and sales. We'll start with number 15 with Edward Starr, then Rick James, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Lionel Richie, Jackson 5, Mary Wells, and the Marvelettes. That's all coming up during this half hour as we feature the top 15 Motown artists right here on Motown Memories.
Rock and roll music. I can do the twine and the jerk. I wear strictly continental suits and high-collar shirts. I've got a reputation of being gentle but bold, and that's why they call me Agent 00 Soul, baby. Agent 00 Soul.
Tom Fowler.
Number 14.
Thank you.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Number 13.
A sweet sound from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, What Does It Take to Win Your Love, the number 13th most popular Motown artist. They reached number 4 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1969. Before that, Rick James with Super Freak Part 1, number 16 from 1981, which was the 14th most popular Motown artist. And the 15th most popular was Edward Starr, his very first release on the High Record label, Agent 00 Soul, number 21 from 1965. You found the home of Motown Memories, and during this hour, we're featuring the top 15 Motown artists. Well, we've heard from the 15th, 14th, and 13th artists. Well, coming up, the 12th most popular Motown artist, Gladys Knight and the Pips, with The Nitty Gritty. Well, the original version of The Nitty Gritty had been the debut hit for New York soul singer Shirley Ellis on the Congress record label in 1963. Well, Motown producer Norman Whitfield's revival of Nitty Gritty for Gladys Knight and the Pips wasn't quite a pop smash, but it did reach number 19 in the U.S. pop charts and number 2 in the rhythm and blues charts. It also beat off an unexpected, surprising cover version of the same song by a person by the name of Ricardo Rey, whose own version stalled at number 90. But interestingly enough, Norman Whitfield actually intended the track for another group. The Pips' Merrill Bubber Knight recalled that, quote, "That was supposed to be the Diana Ross and the Supremes song. They let us hear it in the studio one day, and they let us kind of do our own thing again, and ours came up stronger than Diana Ross and the Supremes, so it came out as our song." Well, the Supremes' version of The Nitty Gritty officially appeared for the first time in 1997 on an album called The Complete Motown Anthology. Here is Gladys and her Pips, right here on Motown
Number 12. Right.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Number 11.
She's moving, she's grooving, dancing until the music stops now. Yeah.
Jackson 5, the 10 most popular group when you factor in Michael Jackson. That was Dancing Machine, reaching number 2 in the US Billboard charts from 1974. And before that, Lionel Richie, when combined with the Commodores, makes the team the 11th most popular artist on the Motown record label. That was Dancing on the Ceiling, reaching number 2 from 1986. And we started with Last Night in Your Pips, the Nitty Gritty, number 19 from 1969. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're counting down the top 15 Motown artists in order from number 15 through number 1. Well, coming up, the 9th most popular artist, Mary Wells, one of the very early Motown artists, and her first top 40 hit, I Don't Want to Take a Chance. Well, for the all-important follow-up record to a song called Bye Bye Baby, which although didn't reach top 40 status, was a modest hit on the rhythm and blues charts in the United States, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown, huddled with Mickey Stevenson, his new A&R man. Well, A&R stands for Artist and Repertoire, and it's a division of a record label that is responsible for talent scouting and overseeing the artistic development of recording artists. An A&R person also acts as a liaison between artists and the record label. And sure enough, back in the early 60s, men did this for record labels. Well, both Barry and Mickey did not skip on the arrangement of this song. They brought in a small string section, and it really greatly enhanced the song's upbeat soul. While Mary's unschooled vocal delivery was much more tuneful than her earlier throat-wrenching effort, this 45 was the earliest on the Motown record label to carry the famous map that was on the label itself. It was issued the same day as the miracle song called Broken Hearted, which carried the new Tambula Globe label, and both were shipped in the company's first pitcher sleeves. Well, 18 months in business, and Berry Gordy was already upgrading the company image. Here is Mary Wells right here on Motown Memories.
Number 9.
You say you love me, and I believe you do. You really, really love me, 'cause I love. Chance and come out, yeah, yeah.
Songs here on Motown Memory.
Number 8.
Look here, girls. Take this advice and remember always in life. Into each heart, some tears must fall.
Popular artist in the Motown family. That was the Marvelettes with Too Many Fish in the Sea. They reached number 25 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1964. And we start with Mary Wells, I Don't Want to Take a Chance, reaching number 33 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1961. Well, we featured the 8th through the 15th most popular Motown artist this half hour. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from the 7th most popular Motown artist with Martha the Vandellas. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.